Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to be looking at one of our forgotten founding fathers, Francis McKimey. Francis McKimey died in Accomack County, Virginia, and near where he is buried, there is a monument. And on that monument, we have written everything we need to know. Well, maybe not quite everything, but most of the things that we need to know about Francis McKimey. Let me read the inscription to you. It says, Francis McKimey, who was born in Ramelton, County Donegal, Ireland, A.D. 1658. Was educated at Glasgow University, Scotland, and came as an ordained evangelist to the American colonies A.D. 1683 at the request of Colonel William Stevens of Rehoboth, Maryland. A devoted and able preacher of our Lord's gospel, he labored faithfully and freely for 25 years in Maryland, Virginia, the Barbados, and elsewhere. A Christian gentleman, an enterprising man of affairs, a public-spirited citizen, a distinguished advocate of religious liberty, for which he suffered under the governor of New York. He is especially remembered as the chief founder of Organized Presbytery in America, A.D. 1706, and as the first moderator of the General Presbytery. He died at his home, whose site is nearby, in Accomack County, Virginia, in the summer of A.D. 1708. So who was Francis McKimey? Well, first we know he was Scotch-Irish. He was born in Ireland, and he was trained in Scotland at the University of Glasgow. He was an ordained minister in 1682, and the next year he was a missionary. In 1683, he arrived in America. He first settled in Maryland and in Virginia along the Chesapeake Bay. He traveled through New York, and we'll come back to that episode in his life. He was in the Carolinas, and he even made his way to Barbados. Barbados is way down at the end of the Caribbean islands. He went there as a missionary to those inhabitants of the island, but he also found himself serving as a minister to refugees. These were Irish Calvinists who found themselves not tolerated in their homeland, and they fled Ireland, and some of these refugees made their way to Barbados, and McKimey was their minister for a few years. He made his way back to the colonies, and as the monument tells us, he is especially known for his work in the Presbyterian Church in America. He was a Presbyterian, and he spent about 15 years trying to organize churches and get Presbyterian churches started. He ended up organizing 7 churches, and in 1706, he held the first American presbytery. This is an important date in American church history. It's an especially important date in American Presbyterianism because this is the founding of American Presbyterianism with its first presbytery, and Francis McKimey was the first moderator of the General Assembly. McKimey died 2 years later in 1708, but there were many other things he did too. The monument speaks of him as an enterprising man of affairs. He had inherited ships, which he then developed into a maritime trading business between the UK and her colonies in the New World. He used that business to fund his work and to fund mission endeavors. He built a water mill, which supported a grain business in Virginia farmers. The monument calls him a public-spirited citizen and a distinguished advocate of religious liberty. McKimey taught himself law. He argued cases for religious liberty in colonial courts. And there's also that reference on his monument, for which he suffered under the governor of New York. In 1707, McKimey was arrested for preaching without a license in New York. The trial was quite a go-round. The prosecutor was none other than the governor of New York himself, and the defendant, Francis McKimey, was his own defense attorney. Well, the defendant won, and McKimey was acquitted. So, Here is Francis McKimey, Ulster Presbyterian, pastor, missionary, businessman and merchant, lawyer, and he is our forgotten founding father. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us on 5 Minutes in Church History.